Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, and also for those that are listening over the phone, later on the radio, and also later on the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful Sabbath, May 20th, 2017. This is lesson 231, chapter 50, entitled Among Snares. We will be discussing part 2. Our opening song is a scripture song taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8, and is added also with a little song attached. And it goes like this.
I delight to do thy will, O God. Thy law is within my heart. Many are the wonders thou hast done. There is none to compare with thee. Fill my heart with thy loving kindness, redouble me bread of the living God. How I long to see thy presence, how I love to press thy holy name. How I long to see thy presence, how I love to bless thy holy name.
Amen. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddy, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
Dear God, thank you for everything that you have given us. Help us with all the goodness that you have given my family and other families. Help the people who didn't get enough love that they needed from their families.
Mm-hmm.
Help the people who are in need. Give them the fruits of your word.
Mm-hmm.
Help that. May we enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 7, verses 25 through 26 from the King James Version, and it reads, Then say some of them of Jerusalem, Is not this he who they seek to kill? But lo, he speak boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled Among Snares in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. John 7:27. Howbeit we know this man, where hence he is. But when Christ come, no man know where hence he is. John 7:28. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, Ye both know me, and ye know hence I am. I am not come to of myself, for he that sent me is true, who ye know not. Amen. John 7:29. For I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Amen.
Then they sought to take him, but no man laid his hands on him, because this hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed on him and said, When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which his man hath done? The Pharisees had heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and Pharisees made chief priests and officers to take him.
Amen. Those were verses 30 through 32, and we will continue with more scripture. Blah, blah, blah.
John 7:33. Then said Jesus unto them, Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. John 7:34. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Romans chapter 10, verse 20. But Esaias is very bold, and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. Romans chapter 10, verse 21. But to Israel he said, All day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 23. Then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed, when...
Psalm 72, verse 8. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear one, we will cover pages 457 through 458. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 457. Blah, blah, blah.
The rulers were silenced, and many of the people exclaimed, Is not this he who come as they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, in that they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Many of the rulers at the Jerusalem, and who were not ignorant of the plots, ignorant of the plots of the rulers against him, felt themselves drawn to him by the irresistible power. Next slide, please. The conviction that pressed upon him that he was the son of God. That Satan of God, but Satan was ready to suggest of it. And for this, the way was prepared by their own erroneous ideas of the Messiah and his coming. And it was generally believed that Christ would be born at Bethlehem, but that after a time he would disappear. And at his second appearance, none would it. Now, there were a few who held that the Messiah would not have no natural relationship to humanity. And because of the popular conception of the glory of the Messiah was not met by Jesus of Nazareth, many gave heed to the suggestion. Howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, dear Brother Daniel. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy. Why did many of the people exclaim while the rulers were silent? And what suggestion did many give heed to because of the popular conception of the glory of the Messiah which was not met by Jesus of Nazareth? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
Is not he whom they speak to kill, but lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him? Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? And howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is.
While they were thus wavering between doubt and faith, Jesus took up their thoughts and answered them, Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. They claimed a knowledge of what the origin of Christ should be, but they were in utter ignorance of it. If they had lived in accordance with the will of God, they would have known his Son when he was manifested to them. Desire of Ages, page 457, paragraph 3.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why did Jesus take up an answer while they were thus wavering between doubt and faith? And what would they have known if they had lived in accordance with the will of God? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Jesus took up their thoughts and answered to them, and answered them, "Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not." And they would have known his Son when he was manifested to them.
Desire of Ages, page 457. The hearers could not but understand Christ's words. Clearly, there was a repetition of the claim he had made in the presence of the Sanhedrin many months before, when he declared himself the Son of God. As the rulers then tried to compass his death, so now they sought to take him, but they were prevented by an unseen power, which put a limit to their rage, saying to them, "Thus far shalt thou go, and no farther." Desire of Ages, page 457, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What claim was clearly made in the presence of the Sanhedrin as a repetition of what Jesus spoke many months before? And as they sought to take him, what prevented them to do so? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The claim he had made in the presence of the Sanhedrin made many months before he declared the Son of God, and then he prevented by the unseen power which but a limit to their rage, saying to them, "Thus far shall go, and no."
Continue the reading, Desire of Ages 457. Among the people, many believe on him, and they say, "When Christ come, I will do more miracles." When Christ come, he will do. We will do more miracles than these which this man has done. The leaders of the Pharisees were anxiously watching the course of events, caught the expression of sympathy among the crowd. Hurrying away, the chief priests delayed their plans to arrest him. They arranged, however, to make him when he was alone, for they dare not seize him in the presence of the people. Next slide, please.
Next slide.
Continue Desire Ages 457. And again, Jesus made it manifest that he read their purpose. "Yet a little while I am with you," he said, "and then I go on to him that sent me. He shall seek me and shall not find me. And where I am, whether ye cannot go, come, soon he would find a refuge beyond the reach of their scorn and hate. He will ascend to the Father to be again adorned of the angels. Neither his murderer could never come." Desire of Ages, 557, paragraph 5. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Why did the leaders of the Pharisees, who were anxiously watching the course of events, hurry away to the chief priest? And why did Jesus say, "And then I go unto him that sent me"? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
They were among the people many that believed on him, and said, "When Christ cometh, Will he do more miracles than these which his man has done? They laid their plans to arrest him, and again Jesus made it manifest that he read their purpose. He would ascend to their Father.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, and a part of verse 14 margin. This is taken also from the scripture singer song in the section of promises.
He shall seek me, and he shall find me. He shall search for me with all your heart. He shall seek me, and he shall find me, when he shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. He shall seek me, and he shall find me, when he shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29, 13 and 14.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and let us continue. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in. We are in Desired Ages, page 458. Bubble up.
Desired Ages, page 58. Sneeringly, the rabbi said, "Whither will he go that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? Where did these cavaliers dream that in their mocking words they were picturing the vision of Christ? All day long he had stretched forth his hand unto a disobedient and gainsaying people, yet he would not be found of them that saw him not, among a people that had not called upon his be manifest." Romans 10, 20 and 21, Desire Pages, page 158, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What didn't the rabbis picture while mocking Jesus, saying, "Whither will he go that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles?" And was Jesus far away from this disobedient and gainsaying people? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Little did these
cavaliers
dream that in their mocking words they were picturing the mission of the Christ. And know all the day long he had stretched forth his hands, yet he would be found of them that sought him not, among a people that had not called upon his name, he would be manifested.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, dear sister Janelle. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 27. And this was taken from Desire of All Ages, volume 2. What a blessed hope, dear ones. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. We are in Desired Ages, page 458, bubble up.
Desired Ages, page 458. But many who were convinced that Jesus was the Son of God were misled by the false reasoning of the priests and rabbis. These teachers had repeated with great effect the prophecies concerning the Messiah, that he would reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem before his age of gloriously, that he would have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Isaiah 24:23 and Psalm 72:8. Then they made contentious comparisons between the glory here and in the humble appearance of Jesus. The very words of prophecy were so perverted as to sanction error. Had the people in sincerity studied the word for themselves, they would not have been misled. The 61st chapter of Isaiah testifies that Christ was to do the very work he did. Chapter 53 sets forth his rejection and sufferings in the world, and chapter 59 describes the character of a priest and rabbis. Desired Ages, page 158, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why led many to be misled who were convinced that Jesus was the Son of God? And what does the 61st chapter of Isaiah testify of Christ, as well as chapter 53 and 59, if you know the answer to the question, dear ones? Bubble up.
The false reasoning of the priests and rabbis, and it testifies that Christ was to do the very work and sufferings in the world. And chapter 59 describes the characters of the priests and rabbis.
Amen. Good job. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 4 to 16. And it was taken from the scripture song singers in the section Patience.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:4-6.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have just ended the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And this is the section where we ask all the precious little ones to come close for a story time. And our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time for May the 20th of 2017, and the title is In Love for Others. Our scripture verse says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God, for a sweet-smelling savor." Ephesians 5:1-2. You are to follow God as dear children, to be obedient to all his requirements, walking in love as Christ also hath loved us. Love was the element or principle in which Christ moved and walked and worked. He came to embrace the world in the arms of his love. Everything Jesus did was done in love. We are to follow the example set by Christ and make him our pattern. Do you know what a pattern is? It's something you copy. We are to copy Jesus' actions until we shall have the same love for others as he has manifested for us or shown by his actions. He seeks to impress us with his profound or deep and detailed lessons of love. If your heart has been given to selfishness, let Christ imbue you with his love, or put his love in you. He desires that we shall love him fully, and encourages, yes, even commands that we love others, as he has given us an example. He has made love the badge of our discipleship. Now, this badge is not something you sew on your clothing, but it is an action seen in your life. This is the measurement to which you are to reach. Love one another as I have loved you. What height, what depth, what breadth of love. That means it's big. This love is not simply to embrace a few favorites. It is to reach to the lowest, the lowliest and humblest of God's creatures. You don't just love your friends, but you show love to everybody, including his creatures. Jesus says, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me." That means we are to treat others the same way we want to be treated. The love and sympathy which Jesus would have given, would have us give to others does not savor of sentimentalism. It's not foolishness, which is a snare to the soul. It is a love that is of heavenly extraction. It is Christ-like love, which Jesus exemplifies by both precept and example. Jesus didn't just talk love. He demonstrated it. He went about doing good. But instead of manifesting or showing this love, how often we are alienated and estranged from one another. We get mad at somebody and we won't even talk to them. That's alienation and estrangement. The result is dwarfed experience. Dwarf means it's small. A blighting of Christian growth. When something gets blighted, it is sick. The love of Jesus is an active principle, uniting heart with heart in bonds of Christian fellowship. Everyone who enters heaven will, on earth, have been perfected in love. For in heaven, the Redeemer and the redeemed, that's you and me, will be objects of our interest. A person who is an object of your interest is your friend. That's Sons and Daughters of God, page 147. Our text again was, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God as a sweet smelling savor."
Praise the Lord indeed, dear brother. Thank you, Jesus. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. Next week, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled Among Sneers in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little one, mummies or daddies, would love to have a closing prayer, bubble up.
Can you all bow our heads and our knees to come before our Godhead? Dear Heavenly Father, so thank you so much for everything that you have done. You know each one of our heart, Lord. You know what we lack in us and what we need, Lord, I pray. Thank you for the children's study, I pray. It was well received, as well as the other study that Brother Dick said, Lord, I pray.
Continue ministering to us, Lord, I pray. Help us in all things, Lord. Help us to be able to love one another as you love us, Lord, I pray. Continue being with us in all that we do. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. So, dear one, next Sabbath, by God's grace, will be May 27, 2017. We will continue with part 3 of our chapter 50, entitled Amongst Me. We have also prepared activity for the whole family to enjoy. We hope and pray that you all were blessed, and may you all have a rest of this blessed Sabbath. And may the Lord bless the speaker, and may he place a live coal from the altar, that we all may be able to glorify his name and come out refreshed from this day and cover our week by Jesus' name. Amen.